episode 583, Recharge Your Mind, Body, and Spirit.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. Today is Mindful Monday, and I pray you are starting off to a marvelous week. Yes, it's a fresh start for you. Today, I want to really talk to you about how to recharge your mind, body, and spirit. But before we get into that, we have to give a huge shout out and warm welcome to all our new family members here. Welcome to Create Your Now. I'm absolutely thrilled that you have joined us. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more about what we have here, not only on the podcast, but also how you can work more with me. You also want to sign up for the Kisses newsletter. That's the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions, where you can learn how to apply things in your daily life. Life isn't easy. We have struggles, and we also have lots of celebrations. So why not be able to take these simple strategies and apply them to our life to make them that much more fulfilling? So let's get started. Recharge your mind, body, and spirit. Coming off a vacation, I was reminded how important it is to recharge your mind, body, and spirit. It is awesome to be able to get away, to break away from the daily regimens that we tend to live as human beings, especially as moms and of women of impact. It's tough. We have all these schedules between our own schedule, plus then we have to balance off the kids' schedule. Then we got the hubby's schedule, and we have to add in there the dog and the cats. Oh my goodness gracious, it is crazy. You have to find moments in your life to be able to recharge your mind, body, and spirit. But we tend to overcomplicate the recharge. We tend to overthink it. We think, oh yeah, I got this, and I'm going to get this self-help book, and I'm going to put everything into action with what it says. Or we grab another idea from a girlfriend thinking, oh, this is going to do the trick. Or we hear an audio book and we're like, yes, I can do that one thing. But does it really help? I don't know. Does it? That's up to you to figure out. In last week's episode, number 576, How to Synchronize Your Heart and Your Mind. If you haven't had an opportunity to listen to that, you want to go back to that and listen to that episode, because we break it down into six steps within the KISS, which is take off your old self to become your best selfie. Here we're focusing your hearts and your minds on what? The things above, not of earthly things. So here, in order to recharge your mind, body, and spirit, it would be nice to take a vacation every day, wouldn't it? Oh, it would so be nice. If we could all retire every single day, it would be great. But that's not going to pay the bills. It's not going to help put your kids through college. It's not going to help you take those vacation days and travel like you want to do. It's not going to get you that dream home that you've been dreaming of. And it's definitely not going to get you out of debt. We have to work. It's part of our life here. But there are certain activities that help us with that recharge, really getting that mind and body and spirit all connected. And that one activity is writing. Writing something so simple that you learned in kindergarten will actually help you recharge your mind, body, and spirit. You've probably heard of some people by the names of Tony Robbins, Jack Canfield, just to name a few of them, who have talked about how important it is to write down your goals. Well, here during the Rio Olympics, this story just warms my heart, and it's of Ryan Murphy. Ryan Murphy is now a three-time Olympic gold medalist in the 2016 Rio Olympics. And it was in third grade where he wrote a story. He even illustrated it to his mother. And it said in that story that I want to be an Olympic swimmer. I want to be able to break the world record. And at the age of 21, he did just that. How awesome and cool. And guess what? In third grade, he actually put it into writing. Now, I know you may be a little skeptical. Oh, that was just something. It was, you know, a coincidence that, oh, it happened and he wrote it down. But you know what? Statistics tell us over and over and over again. And they show us that by writing it down, pen to paper, not texting ourselves our goals or our aspirations or our dreams, but it's pen to paper, actually writing it down. So your kiss today is write to connect your life's dots. And what I mean by that is simply this. Number one, you need to write out your passion and your purpose. Start there. You've got something burning deep within you. Write it out. And if you want to illustrate it just like Ryan Murphy did, add drawings to it. If you begin to allow yourself and you write it out, you'll be able to see the possibilities before the opportunities even present themselves. That's pretty awesome. And it's not saying that you're foretelling the future, but when this stuff is burning deep inside you, you know what that means? These are the little seeds that God has planted within you. Remember, you were created on purpose for a purpose. Well, it takes some exploration in order to figure out always what your purpose is. So in doing that, you need to write to connect your life dots by number one, first, focus on your passion and your purpose. Number two, you can look at your dreams and aspirations. What do you want to be when you grow up? It doesn't matter how old you are. You still have dreams. As we get older, our dreams shift. They change. There's no better way to recharge your mind, body, and spirit than getting connected with your dreams and aspirations. And finally, number three, your goals. Maybe you already know your passion and your purpose. You have your dreams and aspirations down to a T. You've been living them since you were 2 years old. Now it's time to look at the goals. Ryan Murphy wrote this in his third grade composition. I hope I continue swimming like this and become an Olympic swimmer. He did just that. He continued swimming. And at the age of 21, not only now is he an Olympic three-time gold medalist, but he broke the world record split in the backstroke of the relay with Michael Phelps, Nathan Adrian, Cody Miller, and of course, Ryan Murphy. He goes down in the history books. And it's a history book that he wrote in the third grade. What history book in your life do you want to write right now that you want to see happen? Maybe it's a week from now. Maybe it's 2 years from now. It could be 20 years from now. To recharge your mind, body, and spirit, you have to write to connect your life's dots. So throw away all the woo-woo stuff that you think about when you hear those, you know, oh yeah, write your goals down and they may come true. What would happen if they did come true? How would you feel then? You may not be standing up receiving the gold medal in the Olympics, but you'll be standing up on your own podium receiving the gold medal of living the life and pursuing your passion, your purpose in your life's journey. Is that worth 5 minutes of your time to write it out? To write out those dreams and aspirations? To write out your passion and your purpose? And if you're far enough along to even go as deep as to naming the goals that you want to achieve, you're worth it. So take time today to do that. Just pick one. You may have different areas, like in your finances, in your spiritual area. It could be within your relationships. There's so many different areas of your life. Pick one. Maybe it's your business. Maybe it is your relationship with your children. Just pick one. Don't overcomplicate. One step at a time and write your goals down. And then guess what? Share them with me. Send me a note. I would love to hear what you are wanting to do and how you're going to recharge your mind, body, and spirit as you connect your life dots. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan. We'll